Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on broader chapter on etiquettes. Now we're doing the etiquettes of sitting, and a person that is sitting in a gathering, what etiquettes should be observed. So currently we are doing the two du'as, or today we do two du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from these du'as we'll learn the amount of humility that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And here we thought in this hadith is that when anything that is idle is spoken, then what is the kafara? What is the compensation at the end of the gathering? What to read as compensation for the idle talk that may have taken in the gathering? Now we know Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never spoke anything that was idle, never spoke anything that was useless, but yet he is teaching us that this is what you must read. So when a person gets closer and closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he feels that he himself is not being as correct as he should be. Ya Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite not doing anything that is useless and idle, but because of the level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one explanation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us this dua. Secondly, it's for us, not for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but for us, because our lives are full of idle talk, vain talk, things that are useless. And the third thing is that Rasulullah sallam did it to teach the ummah. So one was he was to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One was his level of closeness was so much that despite him not talking anything useless, he felt as though in case I said something that was not as correct as it should have been, this was the close relationship that he enjoyed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third was to teach us as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So praise, and then to teach the ummah, and then third was because of the level of closeness that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man jalasa fi majlisin fakathura fihi laghatuhu faqala qabla an yaquma min majlisihi dhalik subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk illa ghufira lahu ma kana fi majlisihi dhalik. Rawahu at-Tirmidhi. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who sits in a gathering in which he speaks a lot of idle talk, he will be forgiven for all that has transpired if he says the following before getting up. This dua, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. So this is the dua. The translation is, glory be to Allah Ta'ala, you O Allah, glory be to you O Allah, and all praise be to you. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except you. I seek your forgiveness and I turn in repentance to you. The next hadith, the wordings are almost the same. An Abi Barzata radiallahu anhu qal, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqulu bi akharatin idha arada an yaquma min al majlisi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. فقال رجل يا رسول الله إن صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك لتقول قولا ما كنت تقوله فيما مضى قال ذلك كفارة لما يكون في المجلس. رواه أبو داود. Hazrat Abu Barza radiallahu anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended getting up from a gathering, the last thing he would say was, glory be to you, O Allah, and all praise be to you. I testify that there is none worthy of worship except you. I seek your forgiveness and I turn in repentance to you. A man asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are saying something which you did not say in the past. He replied, it was an expiation for whatever took place in the gathering. In Hazrat Abu Abdullah also narrated the above in Mustadrak from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Imagine Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a great personality, the greatest person ever to set foot on earth. But yet, he's teaching us something very important, that we must be conscious of the mistakes that we make. We must be conscious of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even to such an extent that we are sitting in a dini gathering. Then also we are asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine if we're sitting in an ordinary gathering, or a person happens to be sitting in a wrong place, or a person happens to do a wrong thing? How much more a person should be asking if this is what we are taught to ask in a gathering where it is a dini gathering? Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillah.